This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, your aviation news briefing for the week. We've got a big one today. A story that if you fly international, or even if you just operate at a busy class Bravo field, could change the way major airports in the United States function. We're going to unpack it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Gear, apparel, and gifts for the aviation obsessed. If you've got a pilot in your life, or you're one, check them out. All right, here's what you need to know. The Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, under newly appointed Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, has floated a proposal that could strip international flight status from as many as 11 major United States airports. We're not talking about small regional fields here. We're talking about John F. Kennedy International in New York, Los Angeles International, San Francisco International, Chicago O'Hare, Seattle Tacoma, some of the busiest and most critical airports in the national airspace system. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let's get into it. The mechanism is this. The DHS is proposing to withdraw Customs and Border Protection officers, CBP officers, from airports located in cities that have what are known as sanctuary policies. Those are local policies that limit cooperation between city agencies and immigration and customs enforcement, or ICE, without CBP officers on site. An airport cannot process international arrivals. No customs, no immigration processing, no international flights. It is that simple from an operational standpoint. Now, I want to be clear about something. This is ATEEZ. We talk aviation policy, not partisan politics. I'm not here to tell you whether sanctuary city policies are right or wrong. That's above my pay grade and outside our flight plan. What I am here to tell you is what this means for aviation. And it means a lot. Let's start with the operational picture. If CBP pulls out of an airport like JFK or LAX, every international arrival currently routed to those fields has to go somewhere else. We're talking about tens of thousands of flights per year, hundreds of thousands of passengers per week. That traffic doesn't just disappear. It gets redistributed, and the airports that would absorb it may not have the gate capacity, the ramp space, or the customs infrastructure to handle the surge. For general aviation pilots, here's where it gets real. Think about the ripple effects on airspace. If a major hub like O'Hare or LAX restructures its operations, the traffic flow into and out of that airspace changes. Approach and departure procedures could shift. Expect potential temporary flight restrictions. Expect changes to how traffic is sequenced. If you're flying into or out of the Class Bravo airspace around any of these 11 airports, you'd want to be paying close attention to NOTAMs. This affects you if you fly international GA as well. If you're operating a general aviation aircraft returning from the Caribbean, from Canada, from Mexico, your designated airports of entry could change. Right now, many pilots clear customs at these major fields. If those fields lose CBP services, you're looking at a new customs routing. You'd need to plan for different fuel stops, different approach procedures, potentially longer flights to reach an authorized airport of entry. Now, is this actually going to happen? That's the big question. There is significant pushback. We're talking about airports that contribute billions of dollars to local and national economies. Airlines have enormous infrastructure investments at these hubs. The operational disruption would be staggering, and there are real questions about legal authority. Whether DHS can unilaterally pull CBP from airports that are designated ports of entry under federal law is something the lawyers are going to be arguing about for a while. For now, this is a proposal, a threat, a negotiating position, however you want to characterize it. No CBP officers have been withdrawn yet. But here's my advice. If you operate internationally, keep this on your radar. Monitor NOTAMs for any of the affected airports. If you've got an international trip planned in the coming months through JFK, LAX, San Francisco, O'Hare, or any of the 11 airports on this list, have a backup plan. Know your alternate airports of entry. That's just good flight planning anyway. But it matters a little more right now. And if you're a domestic GA pilot who thinks this doesn't apply to you, think again. Any major restructuring of operations at 11 of the country's biggest airports sends shockwaves through the entire system. Delays cascade, airspace gets reconfigured, congestion shifts to other fields. We all share the same sky. I'll be watching this one closely. As soon as there's a concrete development, not just talk, but actual policy movement, we'll cover it here on ATEEZ. That's our briefing for today. This story was sourced from Simple Flying's reporting on the DHS proposal. As always, we pull from published aviation journalism, and we tell you where it came from. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation. If you want to dig deeper into any story we cover, head over to radiohangar.com. Links to sources, more context, all there for you. I'm Tower. Stay current, stay sharp, and keep checking those NOTAMs, Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.